Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher takes first base on ball four. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallagher scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Croucher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a line drive into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. McCuskey moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Croucher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Lobbs moves to third. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Trout scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Glenn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0 for 1 in the game. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox, who is chasing the ball. Christman reaches third base with a triple. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman scores. It's 2-1, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Trout reaches second base with a double. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trout scores. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn races to the bag, beating Gehringer for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McCuskey moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 2 in the game. Grace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallagher moves to third. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Higgins. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Hefner applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 0-for-2 in the game. Croucher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. McCuskey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gallagher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Gallagher reaches second base with a double. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace is walked intentionally. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to third. Grace moves to second. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Christman is walked intentionally. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 3 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 4 in the game. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher misplays the ball. That's an error on Croucher. Hefner moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill pinch hits for Frank Croucher. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.